Hello and welcome to another edition of the GoGo Radio Show, found exclusively here at GoGo.com. I am your host today, Neil Roland, PMP ITIL expert, and I'm going to cover the topic of the five aspects of service design found in the ITIL, which is the Information Technology Infrastructure Library, version 3. And if you have any questions or if you would like to contribute to the conversation, please use the GoGo question and comment box. And if you would like to find out more about what I instruct here at GoGo or other courses, please use the search box. All right, let's get started. The topic again is the five aspects of service design. And if you are not familiar with the ITIL or ITIL or however you wish to pronounce it structure, there are five core publications. There is a radio show on each of these five radio shows that I have produced here at GoGo.com. And there, of course, is an entire, or actually two courses based on the ITIL version 3 frameworks and best practices. But when we think about service design, we're thinking about how it best puts together the services, the structure, the solutions, the way we're going to manage it, how we're going to make certain that in terms of value that are being perceived by the customer, that we are in fact creating that service value for them. And doing that in a way that they can be more productive, they could be more profitable, and that the business, of course, sees the value in delivering good IT services and the way that we as IT manage them so that they can best produce and be put together in such a way that enables them to be successful. So there are five aspects that we consider when we are trying to coordinate, try to pull together the pieces of good IT service design. Those five are the solutions, the management systems, the technical architecture, the processes, and the measurement tools. I'll talk about each of those in a little more detail. When we're talking about the IT service design solutions, we're talking about a good balanced design. And by good balanced design, we're trying to, if you are familiar with, say, PMP, the triple constraints, you're really attempting to balance the cost of what the service quality and the service design piece is going to take with the terms of, well, what is expected in the scope of the service. Because we have to make certain that the business requirements are understood, the service level agreements are negotiated based off those requirements that we have or the targets set by the business. That means it has to have the right functionality, the right pieces and needs and design of, you know, naturally what the term solution stands for. That we have to have the solution that of course will not only be in terms of the functionality and its cost, but also in terms of its relative time scales. And underpinning all of that is, of course, this necessity for quality. And that quality, of course, is determined by the conformance to which we meet those requirements. Those requirements of the business, those expectations, those needs. And a lot of the times when we have good service design, this is where we have various project managers brought in or doing various pieces, enabling us to build the right solutions. And this is really project management, but also with that, having business analysts brought in to help understand the business requirements, a reviewing of the current situation, making sure that what we're building is accurate, but also building upon what we may already have in place. And also figuring out, well, how are we going to make certain that the solutions are in fact what we set out to do? Which means that we will have to set up some requirements for the UAT or the responses or who's responsible for it, making sure that the organization is even ready for our IT. And any suppliers that we need to bring in? What are the vendors, consultants, and other third parties that we're going to have contributing to the right IT service solution? But solution, of course, is just one of the five. The other one being your management systems. How are we as an IT service management firm going to manage the pieces, coordinate, and have really the best system in a good practice sort of way that is going to enable us to have the systems, the tools, the supports, maybe even any automation or any efficiency that we could put into place? So this takes a lot of understanding what are the roles and responsibilities, understanding what are the expectations and what is required of us, and having it defined and assessing it, having good documentation, and of course, as always with ITIL, understanding what are the business needs and what is required of us. Likewise, a third aspect is your technical architecture. These solutions that we deliver, the services that we offer, of course, are very dependent on the physical technologies that really drive our business and, of course, our IT organization. So that means you have a strategical blueprint for what we're trying to develop and deploy. And this IT infrastructure is making certain that we are having the right environment, having the right data, having the right applications, having the right external services that we're going to put together to make the right solutions, maybe use the right technologies and tools, in whether it's the management part of it or in the actual delivery. But we have to, as always, make it business aligned, not technology driven, but trying to find the right solutions, and of course, in this case, the architecture that meets the needs of the business. And so there's a balancing act between innovation and being on the cutting edge and the risks for that or the costs associated with it. And of course, being compliant, being in the terms of what is necessary. And a fourth is processes. And the definition, you know, when you think about a process, it's repeatable. You are having a trigger, but its purpose is a set of coordinated activities in effort to reach a customer need or demand or really any kind of outcome that is going to benefit the business, and the customer is our primary business. And this way, if we're designing good processes, we can have them to be repeatable in a way that is effective and efficient. We can control it with some kind of models, manage it in such a way that it's going to enable us to meet our objectives. And that means working with process owners to make sure that we have good, consistent processes, but holistically thinking processes, ones that think about the entire end-to-end IT service, not just a small piece or a silo within the grander scheme of our service delivery. And then the fifth is measurement tools. A way to measure it, some metrics. So that means selecting the right measurement tools and right measurement methods that are going to really progress us towards our verification, our validity, or justification, whatever terms you want to use, to let us know that we are reaching business needs. And there are various measurements out there, and what we're going to be looking at is really dependent on what is necessary for your project, the IT service, the business that you are in. But in any case, we are trying to match the requirements, match the terms of quality, the expectations of all our stakeholders. So whether it's based on the efficiency that we're working towards as a design solution, or its compliancy or efficiency. In any case, that is our general goal, is to have some way to reassure in some sort of metric that, yes, we are meeting the designs that we have. And in doing so, we should have more stable, more secure, better communication with our customers to say, well, here's what is working and what's not, and what we're doing for you in terms of value creation. All right. In review again, the five aspects of good service design are solutions, management systems, technical architecture, processes, and measurement tools and metrics. All right. That concludes the five aspects. If you would like to find out more about the five aspects and how it refers to the ITIL overall version 3, you can take the foundation course here at gogo.com or anywhere, or you can find many books that are available upon these topics. This is just an introduction. You may also take an entire course on service design, which will naturally focus on these five aspects in much, much greater detail. All right. Well, thank you for joining me again at this GoGo Radio Show. Again, my name is Neil Roland. You can find out more of the topics that I instruct here at GoGo and have radio shows by using the search box up in the GoGo site. And if you have any questions or comments or would like to contribute to the conversation, please use the boxes. I will like to give my two cents as well and see where I can be of assistance. And as always, if you have any suggestions on future radio shows, that is the great place to put them. Thank you again, and I'll see you on the next GoGo Radio Show.